Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Kuf Zayin. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Kuf Zayin, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Daf Kuf Vav on the base. The Gemara brings down the following Machoikes Tanoam Tani Chada Param Yishenosh Niyazera Shuishes Einay Zera V'tani Idach Shuishes Zera Revias Einay Zera. The Gemara explains that the Machoikes Tanoim is dependent if one holds like Rebbe or if one holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Hak Rebbe da'amer to zimni havei chazaka, hak Rav Shimon ben Gamliel da'amer betlas zimni havei chazaka. In the Talmidei HaRashba we find that the Talmidei HaRashba brings down the Machoikes HaRishonim as far as how to explain which case are the Tanoim arguing about. Rashi explains that the Tanoim were arguing about a case that he was Zara v'nishtifa. And the Machlekes says, do we say betray Zimni have a chazaka? That if it will be Zareya again, it will also be Nishtifa? Or do we say betray Zimni have a chazaka and only after three times? Do we say that one has a chazaka that if he will be Zareya, it will be Nishtifa? On the other hand, the Talmidei HaRashba brings down that the Rishonim that explain that the Machlekes Tanoim is a Machlekes in a case that he was Zara v'loy tzamcha. And in a case of Zara v'loy tzamcha, that is where the Tanaim are arguing. If we say betray Zimni have a chazaka, that even if he'll be Zareya again, it will not be tzamcha. Or do we say that only betasa Zimni have a chazaka, and only after three times do we say that if he'll be Zareya again, it will not be tzamcha. Now if we are to explain Pshat in our Gemara, like the other Rishonim, that the Machlokes Tanaim is referring to a case of Zara v'loy tzamcha, then one can explain the chazaka as follows. That either betray Zimni or betvasa Zimni, one has a chazaka, and one has a raya that this karka is not roi l'tzmicha, whatever is nizra in this karka will not be tzemeach. And we will no longer say that it was a mikra, that it was not tzemeach, but rather, after one has a chazaka, we say that it was not a mikra. But now one has to understand, according to the Malach Rashi, that the chazaka is referring to this, that if he'll be zerei, he'll be nishtifa. What sort of a chazaka is that? That just because it was nishtifa the first two times, or the first three times, that for that reason we will say that it will be nishtifa again. And so too one has to understand what is the beer in the Machlokes HaRishonim. If Machlokes HaTanaim is referring to a case of Zara v'Litzamcha, or the Machlokes HaTanaim is referring to a case of Zara v'Nishtifa. So here to explain Pshat and Rashi, and to explain Pshat and Machlokes HaRishonim, I would like to mark them with the following Machlokes that we find. In the Torah in Archaim Simon Kofi Dalid, we find that the Torah brings down the following Machlokes. As we know, the halacha is if someone did not say Masha Baruch Merit HaGoshem, he has to be mispalel again. What is the halacha if someone is mispalel if he said Masha Baruch Merit HaGoshem or not? In the Yerushalmi and Tainis Perak Alf Halacha Alf, we find that the Yerushalmi says as follows. In other words, Tol Shoishim Yom, he is Mukhiyu Tinus Pal over again since we assume that he did not say Mashav Ruach Umerit HaGoshem, but after Shoishim Yom, that he is already Lamed in saying Mashav Ruach Umerit HaGoshem. For that reason, if he is Mesupik, he does not have to be Chazer, and we assume that he said Mashav Ruach Umerit HaGoshem. The Torah goes on to bring the following machlokes between the Maharami Rotenberg and Avinu Peretz. What is the halacha if someone said at a gibar and Mashav Ruach 90 times in one day? Do we say that just like one sees in the Yerushalmi that after Shoishim Yom he is already lamed in saying Mashav Ruach Merit HaGoshem, so too if one says at a gibar and Mashav Ruach Merit HaGoshem 90 times, he is also lamed in saying Mashav Ruach Merit HaGoshem? Or do we say no, that only after 30 times is the halacha as Yerushalmi says that he does not have to be chayzer, but if someone would go and say Mashav Ruach Merit HaGoshem 90 times, that itself would not be enough of a reason for us to say that he does not have to be chayzer, and he will still be mechuyev to be chayzer and be mispalel again. The Maharami Rotenberg says that if someone says Mashav Ruach Merit HaGoshem 90 times, he does not have to be chayzer. And just like we find that 30 days helps, since in 30 days that he says Mashav Ruach Merit HaGoshem 3 times a day, he does not have to be chazer, even though those 90 times are spread out. Then kol shekein, if he said 90 times at the gibar and mashav haruach together, he does not have to be chazer. As the Maharami Rotenberg brings raya from the Gemara of Avakama, Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara of Avakama says that by Yeshua Muad we say Richek Negi Chaysav Chayev Kiev Negi Chaysav Oikoshekain. Rabbeinu Peretz on the other end argues, and Rabbeinu Peretz says that 90 times together does not help. And Rabbeinu Peretz goes on to say this, that the Gemara says on Makama that there is a Kavach Chomer of Richek Negi Chaysav Kiev Negi Chaysav Oikoshekain, is only because we say the Hasam Taima Mishem Shahochsak Vigach Vim Hochsak Vishoish Rechoikes Koshekim Vishoish Kreves Abo Geshem Shnesakim Etfil Vadavatoi Behergo Shene Loyam Rino Nachi. Now to explain Pshat in this Machoikes between the Maram Mirotenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz, if one can prove from the Gemara of Vakama, from this that the Gemara says Vakama Rechek Negi Chaysav Chayev Kiev Negi Chaysav Koshekin, that so too as far as Mashav Ruach is concerned, that if 30 days helps, that he does not have to be Chayzer Mespalel, then Koshkin, if he said 90 times at Tegibar and Mashav Ruach together, that he does not have to be Chayzer, we find that the Stiporm of Akama explains Pshat and the Machoikis as follows. That the Machoikis is a fundamental Machoikis as far as how to understand the Chazakah of Negichis. Is this that a Behima becomes Muchsik and becomes a Mord with three Negichis? Is it because we say that once the behemah was negeach three times, that is a raya, that the teva of the behemah is a nakhin, and now that it was negeach three times, we say goy moso mafreya, that the behemah is a nakhin, since after three times we can no longer chalk up the negiches as a mikra, but rather now that we have three times of negiches, we say that the teva of the behemah is a nakhin, and that is why the behemah was negeach. Is that the pshat in the chazakah of a sharam word? Or do we say that the chazakah of Yeshua HaMu'ad is because since it was negeach three times, it became morgal to be negeach? And since it became morgal to be negeach, for that reason one has to be cheshish and one has to assume they will be negeach again. The Stiper goes on to say that the machlokes HaRishonim that we mentioned before between the Maram Mirotenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz is dependent upon these two tzadim. The Maram Mirotenberg understands that the chazakah of Yeshua HaMu'ad is because with its three negiches became morgal to be negeach. And therefore from this that the Gemara says on Vakama Richek Negiches of Chayev Kiev Negiches of Ekoshkein, one sees that as far as Hergelos is concerned, if something can become morgal after three times in three different days, then for sure something can become morgal with three times in one day. And therefore so too as far as Mashav Ruach Merid Agashim, we will say that if one can be morgal with saying Mashav Ruach Merid Hashem 90 times over a period of 30 days, then for sure one can become morgal in saying Mashav Ruach Merid Hashem if one says 90 times at Tegibar and Mashav Ruach in one day. This, Rabbeinu Peretz argues, is because Rabbeinu Peretz understands that the halacha of Chazakah by Negiches is not because with its three Negiches it now is morgal to be Negeach, but rather it is because we say that one has a Chazakah that the Behemah is a Nagchen. And these three negiches are a raya that the behemah is always a nakhin. And this that one needs three times is just to prove that each negicha was not a mikra, but rather this that it was negech is because it is beteva a nakhin. And therefore this that the Gemara says on Makama Richek Negichosav Chayev Kiev Negichosav Ekoshekein is only as far as this that we say that by Kiev Negichosav one has a raya that the behemah's teva is a nakhin. But as far as Hergelos is concerned, only 30 days will help. 90 times in one day is not enough to make a Hergelos. That is how the Stiper explains Pshat in the Machlokes HaRishonim. The Stiper goes on to say that this Machlokes is a Machlokes as far as Chazakas all over the place. This that we find a Chazaka, for example as far as Vestes and other Halachas, is dependent upon this Machlokes HaRishonim as far as how to understand those Chazakas. Are the chazakas just the raya that after three times you no longer say it was a mikra, but rather we say that there is something inherent which makes it happen like that? Or do we understand chazaka, the chazaka is hergelos, and it is because of the hergelos that we assume that it will happen again? Based on this mahalach of the stipe, or achir, one can say that the machlokes between Rashi and other Rishonim as far as how to explain the Machlokes HaTanoim, if Machlokes HaTanoim in our sugya is the Machlokes in a case of Zara Voitzamcha, or the Machlokes is in a case of Zara Venishtifa, is also dependent upon these two tzadim as far as how to understand Chazaka. The other Rishonim, who explain that our Gemara is referring to a case of Zara Voitzamcha, and do not explain like Rashi, that our Gemara is referring to a case of Zara Venishtifa, is because they understand that the way chazakas works is because chazaka is a raya. And since this, that chazakas work, is because chazaka is a raya, for that reason, only by the case of zara voitzamcha, where we say that one can have a chazaka, and the chazaka will be a raya, that this karka is a type of karka, that if one plants something in the karka, nothing will be tzemeach. On the other hand, by zara v'nishtifa, we will not be able to have a chazaka, since there is no possible raya that one can have from this, that he was zara v'nishtifa. This the Rashi argues, and explains pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is referring to a case of zara v'nishtifa, is because Rashi understands that the way chazakas work is because we say that since there is Aragelos, for that reason we will assume that whatever happened the first two or three times will happen again. And therefore, even as far as a case of Zar Vanishtifa, we will say that since it was Zar Vanishtifa the first two or three times, for that reason we will assume that it will be Zar Vanishtifa again. But here one still has to understand, even if we aren't to understand that the way Chazakas work is because of Aragelos, this, that there is Aragelos, is because something happened three times. For example, by Shar Muad, since it was Negeach three times, now it became a Nakhin. But as far as Zara v'nishtifa is concerned, even if we are to understand that the way Chazakas work is as Aragelos, but still, there is no Aragelos as far as Zara v'nishtifa. Just because it was Zara v'nishtifa the first two or three times, why is that a reason that we should assume that it will be Zara v'nishtifa another time? So to explain Pshat and Rashi, one has to say a different Malach. And one has to say, as we find in the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chaf Beis, that the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch explains the Chazaka of our Gemara as follows. That since one has a Chazaka, ino yachalim ra'avim mekayim bi lo yevoyishu be'eis ra'ah, ta hochsa kvar. In other words, our Gemara is referring back to the Taina of this, that the Baal Bayis can say that he was zara ha'avim mekayim bi lo yevoyishu be'eis ra'ah. And therefore he has a taina on the chayker, that had the chayker been zareya l'sada, something would have grown, and for that reason he should not be able to menake mechakuroi. For that reason we have a chazaka, and the chazaka says that from this that one sees that the other times that he was zareya, it was not in the sky, and v'yishu be'isra. For that reason we are machzik the person, that the person does not have the avtacha v'yivoyishu be'isra. And the chazaka is a yichacha as far as the person is concerned, that this person does not have the avtacha v'yivoyishu be'isra, and for that reason the chayker has a right to menake mechakuroi even if he is not zareya. That is how the Goyin explains pshat in our Gemara according to the Mahalach of Rashi, that the Machlokes Hatanam is referring to a case of Zara v'nishtifa or Zara v'acha chagav. According to the Mahalach of the Goyin, one has to say that the Machlokes Hatanam is referring to a case that everyone else was a Rea, their Sada, a third time, and everyone else had a Makas Medina. Just it happens to be that the Chiker, who was Chiker, the Sada, was not a Rea the third time. And therefore, the only taina on the chayker is this, that the machir can tell the chayker, have mekayim bi lo yivoyishu beisra. And since one has a chazaka, the machir can no longer tell the chayker that it would have been a skayim bi lo yivoyishu beisra. But in a case that no one else planted a third time or a fourth time, and there was no makas medina, then the fact that there is a chazaka will not be mailo marid, since one does not need the taina of Oyvoyishu Beisra in order to mechayev the chayker to give the entire chakiros. That is how the Goyin explains pshat in our Gemara. Bochir b'shitas harosh, one can explain like the Goyin. The Rosh, as we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kofav, explains this, that Reish Lakish says, Hoyishonu el shezara v'tzamcha v'chachagav, avozara v'tzamcha matziyamay v'alkarka koli meizere zara v'ozil. The Rosh explains that Reish Lakish is coming to explain the Machlokes Hatanaim, that the Machlokes Hatanaim is referring to a case of Zara v'acha chagav. In a case of Zara v'etzamcha, the Malacha is, and even where there is a Chazaka, but still the Machker can tell the Chayker, Koi Mezer Zara v'azel, and if not, the Chayker will not have a right to Menakoi Mechakurei. If we are to understand like the Goyin, that the case of Zara v'etzamcha v'acha chagav is referring to a case that he planted it two times and it was Acha Chagav, and the third time he did not plant it, and everyone else planted, and it was Acha Chagav, whatever was planted. And that is where we apply the Halacha of Chazaka. And we say that the Machker no longer has the right to say, have Mekayim bi lo yivoyishu beisra, then so too, as far as the case of Zara v'etzamcha, we should say that if he planted the sada twice or three times, and it was zarav loitzamcha, and then everyone else continued planting their sada, and it was loitzamcha, then the machker should not be able to tell the chiker that he should have planted the sada. Since even had he planted the sada, nothing would have grown, just like nothing grew on anyone else's sada. And as far as the taina v'yivoshu b'yisra, we have a chazaka as far as that taina. So here from the Rosh, one sees another mahalach as far as how to explain the chazaka of zara v'tzamcha v'achla chagav. So here to explain pshat according to the Rosh, one can say as follows. That the Rosh explains the chazaka. This, that one has a chazaka, is because from this that he was zara v'tzamcha v'achla chagav, either twice or three times, is a raya na'ichacha that it was nigzra gzera on his sada, that whatever will be nizra on his sada will be achla chagav. And there is a chacha that at least for that year, it was nigzra on him a gzera that whatever will be nizra on his sada will be achla chagav. And for that reason, we will apply the halacha of chazaka either with two times or three times, depending on the machlokes between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbanan. This, that Rav Shakish says, that as far as the case of zarav loitzamcha, we will not apply the halacha of chazaka as the Rosh explains, is only because we will say that he was zarav loitzamcha has nothing to do with the gzera. Just it happens to be, as Rashi says, that adayin lo yigia the time to be zereya. And for that reason, in the case of Zarav Loitzamcha, the Machir has a taina on the Chaker that he should have continued being Zereya. And for that reason, the Chaker cannot be Menachem Echakura if he is not Zereya. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Mahalach of Rashi. Now getting back to our Gemara again, from our Gemara one clearly sees that a Chazaka is not just a Regilus, but rather a Chazaka is a Echacha. And for that reason, if one has a chazaka, one has a chacha, both as far as the case of zara v'litzamcha, or as far as the case of zara v'nishtefa or achachagav according to the shita of Rashi. As far as hergeos is concerned, hergeos will not play any role whatsoever in our Gemara. If so, again, one has to understand what is pshat in the Meram in Rutenberg, who proves something more about a kama richek negichesav chayev kiev negichesav akol shekein, that so too as far as hergeos, hergeilus at one time will work better than hergeilus over a period of time. Gochira chazaka has nothing to do with hergeilus. So to explain pshat the Meram Rutenberg, Gochira one has to say as follows. That the Meram Rutenberg agrees that the way chazaka works is not because of hergeilus, but rather the way chazaka works is either because we say that since something happened twice or three times, we no longer assume that it happened b'mikra, and therefore we are mechuyev to be cheshish, that the same thing will happen again. Or since it happened twice or three times, and for that reason we have a proof that there is something inherent that is causing that thing to happen, for that reason we have to assume that it will happen again. This, that the Meram in Rutenberg proves something more of a kama, of richek negichesav chayev kiev negichesav lekol shekein, that so too as far as hergeilus is concerned, hergeilus at one time is better than hergeilus over a period of time, is only because Meram in Rutenberg understands that in order to be a shor hamuad, besides for the chachav chazaka that one needs a hergeilus as well. And one needs that the behemah is morgul to be negeach in order to be considered a shor hamuad, and be chayiv nezek shalem. And therefore from this, that the Gemara says, v'kama richek negichesav chayiv kiev negichesav lekol shekein, one sees that even as far as hergeilus, kiev negichesav is more of a hergeilus. Had kiev negichesav not been more of a hergeilus, and kiev negichesav been less of a hergeilus, then the Gemara could not possibly have proven from richek negichesav to consider the shor as a shor hamuad by kiev negichesav, since as far as a shor hamuad is concerned, one needs a hergeilus as well, and a chacha by itself is not enough. That is okay, how one can explain pshat in the Meram in Rutenberg. This that Bein Peretz argues on the Meram in Rutenberg is because Bein Peretz understands that as far as a shor hamuad is concerned, one does not need a hergeilus. All one needs is this, that we have a chacha that the shor is a nakhin. And once we have a chacha that the shor is a nakhin, that itself is enough to consider the shor as a shor hamuad. With this, one can explain that we find in Tesis and the Rishonim and Yevamos, that explain that even according to the Shita of Rebbe, who holds that Betrei Zimni have a chazaka Rebbe is meida by a shor hamuad that one needs three times. V'chera, one can explain pshat in the Shita of Rebbe as follows, that even though Rebbe understands that betray Zimni have a chazaka, but still as far as Hergelos is concerned, one needs three times in order to be considered Hergelos. And therefore, as far as Sharmud is concerned, that one needs Hergelos, this that betray Zimni have a chazaka will still not be considered Sharmud unless it is Negeach three times, since only with three times do we have Hergelos. According to this will come out, that the machoikis between Rabbi and Abishon ben Gamliel is a machoikis as far as Shar Mu'ad is concerned. How are we to understand the halacha of Shar Mu'ad, that the Shar only becomes a Mu'ad with three negiches? Is it because we say that in order to be considered a chazaka one needs three negiches, and therefore a Shar Mu'ad has to be negiach three times, since only with three times do we have a chazaka, which is a shita of Abishon ben Gamliel? Rabbi, on the other hand, argues, and Rabbi says, that even though betray Zimni have a chazaka, this that Shar Mu'ad needs three times is only in order to become more goligach. And therefore, the machoikis between Rabbi and Hashem and Gamliel is a machoikis as far as Shar Mu'ad. Does a Shar Mu'ad need a hergelos besides for chazaka or not? Rabbi Hashem and Gamliel understands that all a Shar Mu'ad needs is a chazaka. A Shar Mu'ad does not need a hergelos. And therefore, from this, that a Shar Mu'ad has been negeach three times. One sees that as far as chazaka, one needs tlasa zimni. On the other, Rabbi argues, Rabbi understands, by a Shar Mu'ad, there is another halacha as well that one needs hergelos. And therefore, from this, that a Shar Mu'ad has been negeach three times, one cannot prove that only with tlasa zimni have a chazaka, but rather one can say that even though betray zimni have a chazaka, but still a Shar Mu'ad has to be negeach three times. In the Torah, as we mentioned before, the Torah brings down from the Meram Rotenberg that the Meram Rotenberg proves something more Mokama, that Hergelos closer together works, Mikol Shekain from Hergelos over a period of time. In the Drisha, we find that the Drisha asks the following Kasha on the Meram Rotenberg. How can the Meram Rotenberg prove from the Halacha of Kiryav Negichos of Mikol Shekain that Hergelos closer together works? The Man Domer who holds Kiryav Negichos of Mikol Shekain is her mayor. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi argue, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi both say that Kiryav Negichosav is not considered a Shar Mu'ad, and we pass connect the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi that Kiryav Negichosav is not considered a Shar Mu'ad. So to answer this Kasha, we find that the Drisha answers this Kasha as follows. This that we find that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi argue in Rabbi Meir and understand that Kiryav Negichosav is Potter is not because they argue on the Sfar of Rabbi Meir, and they argue on the Kol Shekain of Rameir, but rather it is because they understand that there is a Gzeiras HaKasev that in order to be considered a Shar Mu'ad one needs Negiches over a period of 3 days. And it is only because of the Gzeiras HaKasev that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi understand that Kiryav Negichosav is Patzer, but they also agree to the Kavo Chomer of Richek Negichosav Kiryav Negichosav, and as far as Hergelos closer together is considered more of Hergelos. But as the Drisha asks, L'chayra from the Gemara and Tainus Nafchafal, if one clearly sees that the machoikes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is not only as far as a Shar Mu'ad is concerned, but even as far as other chazakas. There is a machoikes if we are to say Kiryav L'kol Shekain or not. As the Gemara says in Tainus, Ira Mitzia, Alev Chomesh, Meas Ragui, V'yotzu, Emenet, Es Mesim, Megim, Yomim, Zach, Arzai, Reza, Dever, V'yay Mechad, Le'bedal, Yomim, Ein Zedever. The Gemara goes on to say that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda understands that Yatsu Yimenu Gemo Mason B'yem Echad is considered a Dever. And the Gemara explains the Pshat in the Shita of Nachman bar Rav Chisda, that Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda is going B'shitas for a mayor that we say Rechek Negichosav Chayev Kiryav Negichosav Kol Shekain. From the Gemara it is Mashma that the Tana that holds that Yatsu Yimenu Gemo Mason B'yem Echad is not considered a Dever is going B'shitas Rabbanon, that we do not say and therefore again one has to understand Pshat in the Meram Rotenberg. So to explain Pshat in Meram Rotenberg, one can say as follows, that the entire machoikis between a mayor and Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi, if we are to say is not a machoikis as far as Hergelos is concerned. Everyone agrees that as far as Hergelos is concerned, we will say Rechek Negichosav Chayev Kiryav Negichosav Kol Shekain. Such Hergelos is for sure considered Hergelos. The Machoikes, Tanoim is a Machoikes, as far as Chazokes are concerned. If something happened in one day, do we say that just like if something happens over a period of 3 days, then we are no longer a Tehillah, that what happened is a Mikra, so too do we say that if something happened, if three things happen in one day, we are also not Teilin Mikra. Or do we say that even though we are not Teilin Mikra, if something happened over a period of 3 days, but if three things happened in one day, then we are Teilin Mikra? And that is the basis of the Machlekes between Meir Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. The Meir understands that we say Richa Negichosav Chayav Kiyov Negichosav Lekol Shekein, which means to say that as far as Chazaka is concerned, as far as Lechachav Chazaka, that we are not Teilin Mikra, if three things happen in one day, we are for sure not Teilin Mikra. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi argue, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi understand that if three things happen in one day, we are Teilin Mikra. And for that reason, we do not say Richek Negichosav Chayav Kiyov Negichosav Lekol Shekein. But again, as far as Hergelos is concerned, everyone agrees that Hergelos in a closer period of time is for sure considered Hergelos. And therefore, as far as Mashiv Aruach Merit HaGoshem, which is only dependent upon Hergelos, even according to Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, we will say that if someone said 90 times after Gibar and Mashiv Aruach Merit HaGoshem, he already became Morgo. That is the Mahalach as far as how to answer the Drishas Kasha on the Marami Rotenberg. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Mishnah says the following halacha makabel, Sodom Echaveru Azora Sayurim Lo Yizrena Chitim. Chitim Yizrena Sayurim, Reb Shimon Gamliel Eiser. Our Mishnah goes on to bring another machlokes between Tanakama and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Tvua Lo Yizrena Kenias. Kenias Yizrena Tvua Reb Shimon Gamliel Eiser. Now, as far as how to explain this, our Mishnah says, Sirim Leizrena Chitin, and so to Tvua Leizrena Kidneyus, we find a tremendous Machlekes HaRishainim. Rashi explains that our Mishnah is only referring to Chakiris, as far as Kabonis is concerned. By Kabonis, the halacha will be that Sirim Leizrena Chitin, and Tvua Leizrena Kidneyus. As Rashi explains, based on this, we find before the Gemara of Kotano base, that we say, Tikhish Arav Leilichish Mora. In other words, if one has a choice between Khashara or Khashmara, we choose the Khashara over Khashmara. And therefore we will say, as far as Kabonis is concerned, that the Makabo will be allowed to be Zerea Chitin, and so too the Makabo will be allowed to be Zerea Kidneyus. Since even though Chitin and Kidneyus are Machesh Dara more than Seirim or Tfua, but still the owner of the Karka will gain more with Chitin and with Kidneyus. That is the Shita of Rashi. The Ramban on the other one argues, and the Ramban says that by Kabonis one has the halacha of lo yizrena chitim and one has the halacha of lo yizrena kidneyus. The Ramban goes on to say that the hechrich of the Gemara daf kof daladam and aleph, that our Mishnah is only referring to chakiris and not to Kabonis, is not from the halacha of serim lo yizrena chitim and tfuah lo yizrena kidneyus, but rather the chacha of the Gemara is from the other halacha of our Mishnah. Of chitim yizrena serim, and Kinyas is Re'ena Tfua. By a Kabbalan, we will not have that halacha. And by a Kabbalan, the halacha will be Chitin, lo yizrena sayrim, and Kinyas, lo yizrena Tfua. Now, one has to understand Pshat, the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. If, as far as a Kabbalan, do we say, lo yizrena Chitin, and lo yizrena Kinyas, since there is a Chash of the Karka or not? Or do we disregard the Chash of the Karka in favor of the Shvach of the Bailam? In the Taz and Simen Shin Chav Talad, one sees that the Taz explains that the Machlokes HaRishonim is dependent upon the following Shaila. What is the halacha if one has two possible choices of Zriya, and each choice has a Maila over the other one? For example, one has a Maila as far as the Karka is concerned, and one has a Maila as far as the Bailam is concerned. And the Maila of one outweighs the Maila of the other. Just the Balasoda happened to pick one. Does the Makabel have the right to pick the other one to be Zeraya, or the Makabel has to stick with what the Balasoda told him to be Zeraya? Rashi understands that even though the Balasoda told him a specific thing to be Zeraya, but still the Makabel has the right to pick whatever is better for the Balasoda, and he does not have to stick to what the Balasoda told him. Either because we say that even though the Baal Sada told him to be Zeraya a specific thing, we do not assume that there is a Kepeda on the part of the Baal Sada, and we say the Baal Sada just happened to pick one of the things, or one can say that even if we are to say that there is a Kepeda as far as the Baal Sada is concerned, and he wants the Makabel only to be Zeraya that specific thing, but still the Makabel has the right to override the Kpeda of the Baal HaSadeh, as long as what he picks is better for the Baal HaSadeh. The Ramban on the other end argues, and the Ramban understands that if the Baal HaSadeh picks a certain thing, then the Makabel has to plant that specific thing, even though the other thing that he wants to plant has a Maila for the Baal HaSadeh, still he is Meshubit to the Kpeda of the Baal HaSadeh, and what the Baal HaSadeh says he is Makbid about. The Baal HaSadeh wants the Makabel only to be Zareah that specific thing that he told the Makabel to be Zareah. And for this reason we find that the Taz says the following Chiddush. The Taz asks, what is Pshat in this that we find in our Mishnah? That by a Chiker, the Chiker has a right to plant Sayurim. Why can't the Machker tell the Chiker, Chiti mi'arai bo'ina? As we learned in the Mishnah before, Hayu chita yofer sayurim away avinu akech minashok. And so too we learned before in Daf Kuf Daladam and Aleph that the Machker has a right to tell the Chaker Chiti Me'arei Kabayina. And from this that the Machker cannot tell the Chaker Chiti Me'arei Kabayina. Therefore you do not have a right to plant Sayurim in my karka. From there the Taz wants to prove, like the Shita of Rashi, that so too as far as the Makabel is concerned, even if the Baal HaSadeh says Sayurim, still the Makabel has a right to plant Chitim. In other words, we do not care about the Kpeda of the Baal HaSadeh, but rather all we care about is the Shvach of the Baal HaSadeh. And whatever is truly better for the Baal HaSadeh, that what either the Chaker or the Makabel have the right to plant in the Sadeh. And therefore, as far as the Chaker, that Seirim, are truly better for the Baal HaSadeh, since he is anyways receiving the Chitin of his Chakiras, and therefore his Kpeda of Chiti Me'arei Kaboina does not play a role, and the Chiker has a right to plant Seirim, and so too a Makabel have the right to plant Chitin. But as it has asks, one has to understand, according to the Shita of the Ramban, who understands that by Makabel, the Makabel does not have a right to plant Chitin, so too the Chiker should not be able to plant Seirim, and the Machker should be able to tell the Chiker Chiti Me'arei Kaboina. And for that reason, the Taz goes on to say that according to Ramban, one has to say that the Gemara was chayzer from the Svara of Chiti Me'arei Kaboina. And from the Gemara and Afkov Tes, one sees that there is a Chazara. And Omaskonas HaGemara, we do not say Chiti Me'arei Kaboina. Had there been a Taina of Chiti Me'arei Kaboina, then the Chiker would not be able to plan Serim, but rather he would be Mechuyev to plan Chitim, just like the Ramban says, by a Makabel. Reb Shoyim HaKroger in Shulchan Aruch on the other end answers it has his kasha with a different malach. And Reb Shoyim HaKroger says this, that we find that the Chaker has a right to plant Serim. And we do not say that he is only Mechuyev to plant Chitin, based on the Kpeda of the Machker, the Chiti Me'arei Kaboina, is as we find in this man, so too is the Mashmos of the Mukiyesef before in Daf Kafei, that there is no Chiyuv on the Chaker to be Zerea the Sada. The entire Taina of Chiti Me'arei Kaboina is only if the Chaker went and was Zerea the Sada. But the Chaker is not Mechuyev to be Zerea the Sada based on the Taina of the Machker of Chiti Me'arei Kaboina. And since the Chaker is not Mechuyev to be Zerea the Sada, for that reason, the Chaker is not Mechuyev to be Zerea Chitin in the Sada, since he is not Mechuyev to be Zerea the Sada at all. From the Taz, on the other hand, one sees that the Taz argues on the Sma, and the Taz understands that there is a Chiyuv on the Chaker to be Zerea the Sada. As we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kofav, this Machoikis is a seeming Machoikis HaRishonim as well between Rashi and the Rif. In the Ramban, we find another Chiddush. The Ramban says, by Chakiros, had he been Zerea Sayurim, which he is allowed to do, he has the right to Menakeh from the Chakiros according to the amount that the Karka was not Hokchash. Rashi, as a Tomidei Rashba, is Medayik before Daf Kof Daled Amud Aleph argues on the Ramban. And Rashi understands that by Chakiros, even if he went and was Zerea Sayurim, he still does not have a right to Menakeh from the Chakiras the amount that the Karka was not Hochash with his Riyav Sarim. Based on our Mahalach Peshita Srashi Ochira, one can explain the Machlekes as follows. That the Machlekes between the Ramban and Rashi is dependent if we are to say that the Chaker has a Chiev to be Zerea the Sada or not. Rashi understands that the Chaker has a Chiev to be Zerea the Sada. And therefore, if he was Zerea the Sada Sarim, he cannot possibly be Menakeh from the Chakiras the amount that the Karka was not Hokash, since that itself is part of his Chakiras that he will be Zerea the Sada. Only according to the Ramban, who understands that there is no Chiyuv Zeria, can we say that the chayker has a right to menaka whatever amount the karka was not hochash with this that he was a rei of the karka sa'irim. Since again, according to Ramban, the chayker does not have any chiv to be a rei of the sada, and therefore his rei of sa'irim is just considered that he is saving the baal hakarka, the chash hakarka, of the zri of chitim. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in this machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. Based on this, we explained that the machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban is dependent if there is a chiv on the chayker to be zareya or not. One can say the Rashi of Shitasi understands that there is a chiv on the chayker to be zareya. For that reason, Rashi proves from the halacha of our Mishnah that just like one sees that even though a chayker has a chiv to be zareya, but so the chayker has a right to be zareya sa'irim instead of chitim, so too as far as the makabel, we will say that the makabel has a right to be zareya chitim instead of sa'irim, as we mentioned before, b'shem the taz, that from this, that the chayker has a right to be zareya sa'irim instead of chitim, even though the machker has a tain of chiti da'are kaboina, one can prove that so too by a makabel, the makabel has a right to be zareya chitim instead of sa'irim, since with his Ria of Chitim, he is being Mashpiach, the Baal HaSada. Just like we find that by a Chayker, the Chayker has a right to be Zerea Sarim, since with his Ria of Sarim, the Machker is gaining with this that his Sada will not be Hokhash. Only according to Ramban Shitasi, who understands that there is no Chiv Zerea, and the Chayker is not Mechuyiv to be Zerea the Sada, do we say, as Rabbi Shimon Kugler says, that from the Lacha of our Mishnah, that the chayker has a right to be zareya sa'irim, one cannot prove that so too by a makabel, the makabel will have a right to be zareya chitim. Since this, that a chayker has a right to be zareya sa'irim, is only because there is no chiyuv zareya on the chayker whatsoever, and the chayker is not mechuyiv to be zareya the sada. On the other hand, the makabel has a chiyuv to be zareya the sada. For that reason, by a makabel, the makabel will only be able to be zareya sa'irim and not be able to be zareya chitim. In the Rif and the Rambam, we find that the Rif and the Rambam have a different girsa as far as the Seif of our Mishnah. And the Rif and the Rambam are goyres, kitnius, lo yizre'ene tvua. Tvua, yizre'ene kitnius. Which is the opposite of the girsa that we have in the Seif of our Mishnah, which is the girsa of Rashi. Now, everyone has to understand pshat in the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam, that the Seif of our Mishnah says tvua yizre'ene kitnius. What is pshat in that, that we say tvua yizre'ene kitnius? So to explain pshat in the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam, we find that the Drisha and Siman Shin Chav Daud explains pshat in their girsa as follows. That according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Seifa is not talking about chakiras, but rather the Seifa is talking about kabonos. And by kabonos we will say tvua yizre'ene kitnius. And even though kitnius is machesh the karka more than tvua, but still kitnius is better for the Baal HaSada. The Baal HaSada will gain more from kitnius, more than from tvua. And therefore, as far as kavon, we will say, tvua yizre'ene kitnius. And therefore, as the Drisha explains, there is no machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Just Rashi explains that the Seif of our Mishnah is referring to chakiros. On the other hand, according to the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam, the Seif of our Mishnah is referring to kabonos. And by kabonos we will say, as Rashi says, v'chesh arav v'chesh mora, that we take into account the shvach of the Baal HaSada more than the shvach of the karka. And therefore kitnius is better for the Baal HaSada more than tfua. The Drisha goes on to say that the hechrich of the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam is from this that we find two bavas in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah brings down two machleks in between Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If we are to understand like Rashi, then both machleksim between Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the two bavas of our Mishnah are really the same machlekes. And therefore, why did the Tan of our Mishnah find it necessary to bring down the machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in two cases? And so too, why did the Tana split up the cases of our Mishnah into two bavas? According to the Mahalach of the Drisha and the Girsa of the Rif and the Rambam, comes out that the Machlokes I mentioned before between Rashi and the Ramban is a Machlokes between Tanakama and the Rav Shimon Gamliel if a Kabon has the right to be Zerea, something which is better for the Baal HaSada, even though his Ria is Machesh the Karka more than what he was Makabel the Sada to be Zerea. Tanakama Shita is like the shita of Rashi that we mentioned before, that the Makabo has a right to be Zareya whatever is better for the Baal HaKarka. The other end, the Rishon Gamliel argues, and Rishon Gamliel understands, that the Makabo does not have a right to be Zareya whatever is better for the Baal HaSadeh, since with his Ria he's being Machesh the Karka in a way more than what he was Makabo to be Zareya in the Karka. Now, one has to understand, according to this Mahalach of the Drisha, if this that we find in our Mishnah, that there are two machlekes in between Tanakama and Rishon Gamliel, the first machlekes between Tanakama and Rishon Gamliel is a machlekes as far as Chakiris is concerned, and the second machlekes between Tanakama and Rishon Gamliel is a machlekes as far as Kabonis is concerned, is there any Tzarashave in these two machlekes or not? So here to explain the Tzarashave, in the two machlekes in between Tanakama and Rishon Gamliel, one can explain as follows, that both machleksim are dependent upon the same shayla as we mentioned before. If the Baal Sada told either the chayker or the makabel to be zareya, a certain min in the Sada, and there is a cheshbon why the Baal Karka would want either the chayker or the makabel to be zareya that specific min in the Sada, just it happens to be that if the chayker or the makabel will be zareya something else in the Sada, then the Baal HaSada will gain more. Do the Chayker or the Makabel have a right to be Zareya the other min? Or do we say that they can only be Zareya the specific min that they were told to be Zareya by the Baal HaSadeh? Tanakama understands that the Chayker or the Makabel have a right to be Zareya different min. On the other hand, according to Rishon Gamliel, the Chayker or the Makabel have to be Zareya that specific min. And therefore, as far as the Reish of our Mishnah, that the Chayker was told to be Zareya Chitim, and now he wants to be Zareya Sarim in order that the Karka should not be Hokhash, since as our Gemara explains B'shita Sar B'shem and Gamliel, there is a reason for us to say that the Machgir is Makbid Davka and Chitim. As our Gemara says, the Marmar Haiman Denichoy the Titvar Arei Wizra Shasa Chiti V'shasa Sari Shasa Shasi V'shasa Erev. For that reason, according to B'shem and Gamliel, the Chaker can only be Zareya Chitim and not Sarim. On the other hand, according to Tanakama, the Chayker has a right to be Zareya, even Sa'irim. And so too as far as the Seifa of our Mishnah, which is referring to a Kabbalin, that again there is a Svara for us to say that the Baal HaSadeh is Makbid, that the Makabel should only be Zareya Tfuah, not Kitnius, since Kitnius is Makhesh Aratfei. Still, Tanakama says that the Makabel has a right to be Zareya Kitnius in order to Mashbiach for the Baal HaKarka. Rav Shmuel Gamliel, on the other hand, Roshitase, says that the Makabel can only be Zareya Tfuah na Kitnius, since there is a makom for us to say that there is a Kpeda mitzad the Baal HaSadeh, since he does not want his Sada to be Hokhash. That is Ochira, how one can explain this Harashava between these two Machleksim, according to the Girsa of the Rif and the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. In the case of Iwan O'Imid al-Meitzar, Rav says, Naito akan wakan, van Naito akan wakan. Shmuel on the other end argues, and Shmuel says, Cholkin. Our Gemara goes on to ask the following Kasha and Rav, Meisve Iwan O'Imid al-Meitzar, Achleiko Tiyufta de Rav. The Gemara answers the Kasha by saying, Tergum or Shmuel, Liba de Rav, Vememale Kol HaMeitzar Kulei. Now to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find a Machleikes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains this, the Rav says, Anaito akan, wakan, vanaito akan, wakan, means to say that wherever the Shroshim are Natin, he is the one who receives the Paris. And in such a case, Shmuel argues, and Shmuel says that even though the Shroshim are Natin, wakan, still the Allah is Yachleiku. Rashi explains Pshat. In this, the Argomor says, Tergum Shmuel Libid Rav, the Mamale Kometzar Kulei, that in a case of Mamale Kometzar Kulei, even Rav agrees that Allah is Yachleiku, is referring to a case that the Shroshim themselves are Neitin Wakan Wakan. And since the Shroshim themselves are Neitin Wakan Wakan, for that reason, even according to Rav, the Allah is Yachleiku. This, the Rav says, Neitin Wakan Wakan, Neitin Wakan Wakan, is referring to a case that the Shroshim are either being Neitin completely Wakan, or the Shroshim are either being Neitin completely Wakan. But in the case that the Shroshim are Neitin Wakan Uwakan, then even according to Rav, the Allah is Yachleiku. Tesis asks the following Kash and Rashi. Tesis asks from that we find in the Gemara Baba Basan of Chosayin of Abbas Rabbeichan and says, Iwan From there, Tesis proves that we always go after the Shoshim. And therefore, how can Shmuel say Achoiku? And even in a case where the Shoshim are Neitan or Khan, still Shmuel says Achoiku. What happened to this that we find in the Gemara Bava Basra, that we always go after the Shoshim, and therefore the Wachash not be Achleiku, but rather the Wachash be, as Rav says, that we say Haneito Akan, Akan, Vaneito Akan, Akan. For that reason, Tesis goes on to explain that the Machleikas between Rav and Shmuel is referring to a different case. We are talking about a case that the Shoshim themselves are Neito Akan, Akan. This, the Rav says, Haneito Akan, Akan, Vaneito Akan, Akan, is referring to the Anofim. The Shoshim themselves are in both people's Rishos, but the Anofim themselves are either Neito Akan or Neito Akan. And in such a case, Rav says that the Halacha, since the Shoshim themselves are Neito Akan or Akan, for that reason we go after the Anofim. And we say that whichever Anofim are Neito Akan are Akan, and whichever Anofim are Neito Akan are Akan. This, how we find in the Gemara of Abbas, that we go after the Shoshim, is only if the Shoshim are only in one person's Rishos. Then we go after the Shoshim, and we ignore the Mokim of the Anofim. But if the Shoshim themselves are in both people's Rishos, then according to Rav, we go after the Anofim. Shmuel, on the other hand, argues, and Shmuel says that even in a case that the Shoshim are Neito Akan or Akan, and the Shoshim are in both people's Rishos, but still we ignore the Anafim and we only go after the Shoshim, and for that reason Shmuel says that the Halach is Yachleiku. This that our Gemara says, that Tergum Shmuel Iba the Rav, that Mamalei Kol Hameitzar Kulei. Then Rav agrees that Halach is Yachleiku is referring to a case that the Anafim themselves are only Al Hameitzar, and the Meitzar itself is considered Rishosh Shnehem, and therefore the Anafim are not Noita either Akan or Akan, but rather the Anafim themselves are Bishoshneim, and for that reason, even according to Rav, the Halacha will be Achleiku. Now to answer Tesis's Kasha and Rashi, we find two Ma'alchim. In Tesis and Bava Basra and Nafchav Zayin, we basically find that Tesis and Bava Basra answers Rashi by saying that the Gemara in Bava Basra that says we go after the Shoshim is going according to the Shita of Rav, since only according to Rav do we ignore the Anafim and we only go after the Shoshim. On the other hand, according to Shmuel, one will not have the halacha of the Gemara in Bava Basra. In the Achrenim, for example, in the Rosh Hashim of Bava Basra and other Achrenim, we find another Malach as far as how to answer Tesis's Kasha and Rashi. The Rosh Hashim answers Tesis's Kasha by saying as follows. This that we find in the Gemara in Bava Basra that we ignore the Anofim is only because both the Ilan and the Shoshim are in one person's Rishos. In other words, the Igun itself is planted in the other Rishos. And since the Igun itself is planted in the other Rishos, just it happens to be the Anofim, our Naita, in such a case we ignore the Anofim and we only go after the Shoshim. But in the case of our Gemara, the Rashi explains that we are referring to a case that the Igun itself is planted in one person's Rishos, just it happens to be that the Shoshim themselves are going and our Naita into the other person's Rishos. Then we will not say that we only go after the Shoshim, but rather, then we will say that the Halacha is Yachleiku. In other words, this, we go after the Shoshim according to Shmuel, is only as far as us being Kaveh, where is the Ilan? And therefore, as far as the Gemara in Bava Basra is concerned, even though the Anafim are Neito Akan, but still we say that the Ilan is found in Makim HaShoshim. And wherever the Shoshim are, that is the Kaveya that we see as the Mokam HaIlan. But this that we see, that the Shoshim are the Kaveya as the Mokam HaIlan, is only if the Ilan itself is planted in the same Rishos as the Shoshim. But in our Gemara, that the Ilan is planted in a different Rishos than the Shoshim, then we will say that we consider as if the Ilan itself is planted in both people's Rishuyas, and for that reason the Halacha will be Achleiku. Rav, on the other hand, argues, and Rav understands that the halacha of the Gemara and Bava Basra is this, that we say that we only look at the Shoshim, and wherever the Shoshim are, that decides who owns the Peiris. L'chira, one can explain pshat in this that Rav argues in Shmuel is because Rav understands that as far as us deciding who owns the Peiris, it is not dependent on where the Ilan is, but rather it is dependent on what is causing the growth of the Peiris. And since the Shrashim are causing the growth of the Peiris, for that reason, we ignore even the actual Makam of the Netiyas Ilan, and we only look at the Shrashim. And for that reason, Rav says, Anaita Lakan, Lakan, and Anaita Lakan, Lakan. But as our Shash proves from the Gemara Bava Basra, one clearly sees, that even according to Rav, this we go after Shrashim, is not because we ignore the Makam Kfiyas Ilan, but rather, as Rosh Hash proves from the first halacha of the Gemara in Bava Basra, that the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Ilan ha-samach ha-meitzer v'toich yud vav amma. Mevi v'kirish ha-manaskein hinchil Yeshua li-yisal ha-saretz. In other words, even though the Shrashim are going into someone else's Rishos, but still the halacha is mevi v'kirish ha-manaskein hinchil Yeshua li-yisal ha-saretz. So from there one clearly sees that even according to Rav, we do not only look at the Shrashim, but rather, even according to Rav, the Shrashim are just a way of being Kaveya, the Makam Ilan, if there are no Shrashim in the actual place in which the Ilan is planted. And therefore, as far as the first case of the Gemara Bava Basra, that there are Shrashim in the same place in which the Ilan is planted, for that reason we consider the Makam Kfiyas Ilan in the place in which the Ilan is planted, and therefore the Halacha is Mevi V'Kayre. Only in our Gemara, that there are only Shrashim, which are being Naita Lakan, for that reason Rav says, that are Naita Lakan, Lakan, Va Naita Lakan, Lakan. As we mentioned before in Tosis Mava Basra, we find that Tosis Mava Basra explains that the Gemara Bava Basra is going according to the Shita of Rav, that we only look after the Shrashim. From Tosis one sees that according to Rav, Tosis does not have any Kasha from the Gemara in Bava Basra. And so too is the mashmos of Tosis in our sugya, that Tosis's entire kasha, according to the Shita of Rashi from the Gemara Bava Basra, is only according to Shmuel. According to Rav, Tosis does not have any kasha. Well, here one has to understand that even though, as far as the second case of this, that the Gemara says in Bava Basra that by Ilan Hanaita the Halacha is Mevi V'Kirei, one can explain the Halacha Mevi V'Kirei by Ilan Hanaita according to Rav. But still one has to understand how we to explain the first halacha of Ilan ha-samach ha-meitzer b'toich tesayin amah according to Rav. Even according to Rav that we go after the Shrashim, but in the first case in the Gemara Bava Basra, the Shrashim themselves are in someone else's Rishos. And even though the Shrashim happen to start off in one person's Rishos, but they end up going into the other person's Rishos as well, and therefore the halacha should not be mevi v'kayrei. So to explain Pshat and Tosis, one has to say as follows. That Tosis also agrees to this that we said before. That according to Rav, the halacha that we go after the Shrashim is the halacha that the Shrashim are the Kaveya, the Makim of the Ilan. And therefore we will say, as we mentioned before, that this we go after the Shrashim according to Rav is only if the Shrashim are entirely in the other person's Rishos. If the Shrashim are both in the Rishos in which the Ilan is planted, and in the other person's Rishos, then we will say that the Mokum Kfiyas Ilan is dependent upon the Shrashim in which the Ilan is planted. And for that reason, the Halach is Mevi V'Kayre. But if someone has to understand what was Tesis' Kash on Rashi from the Gemara Bava Basra according to the Shita of Shmuel, since even according to Shmuel one can say that this that Shmuel says Yachweku is only because we look at the Mokim Netiyas Ilan. But that does not mean to say that we ignore the Shrashim. So to explain Pshat and Tesis Ochayah, one has to say as follows. That Tesis understands that since the Ilan is planted on the Meitzar is not considered anyone's Rishos. The Meitzar itself is considered Rishos Shal Shneim. And therefore the fact that the Ilan is Natua Agabe HaMeitzar will not make any difference as far as us deciding where is the Mokim Kfiyas Ilan, since they are considered Shotvin in the Meitzar. And for that reason, Tosis explains that this, that according to Rashi, Shmuel says Yachweku, is only because we look at the Mokim in which the Ilan is Naita. We look at the Anofim, and we do not only look at the Shrashim. And for that reason, Tosis asks that according to Shmuel, what is Pshat in this, that the Gemara says, by Ilan HaNaita, the Halacha is Mevi V'Kayrei. This that we explained according to the Shita of Rashi, that the Shrashim are just Kaveya, the Makam Ilan, so to one sees in Tosis as well. As we mentioned before, Tosis explains Pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is referring to a case that the Shrashim themselves are Naita both Lakan and Lakan. And in such a case, according to Rav, we will go after the Anofim, And wherever the Anafim are Neita, we will say Haneita Wakan Wakan, Vaneita Wakan Wakan. In other words, since the Shoshim themselves are Neita both Wakan Wakan, and the Shoshim are in both people's Rishos, for that reason we have the ability to be Kaveya, the Makam Ha'Iwan, based on the Makam of the Anafim. And wherever the Iwan is, that decides who owns the Paris. And for that reason, Rav says that in such a case, we will say, Haneita, Wakan, Wakan, Vaneita, Wakan, Wakan. This that Shmuel argues is a chayr because Shmuel understands that the Anafim do not play any role as far as deciding where is the Mokim Kfiya Sayuan. And for that reason, Shmuel says that the Halacha is Yachweku. That is a chayr how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Tesis. But as is Mashma, the Dia Kawashna of Tesis Narasugya, Tesis is Mashma, that Tesis understands Beshitas Rashi, that we are not referring to a case that the Iwan is actually planted ala Meitzar, but rather it is planted on a Karka, which is next to the Meitzar. And if so, again, one has to understand Tesis's Kasha and Rashi according to the Shita of Shmuel. That is the Kasha that we find in the Mefarshim on Tesis, V'divei HaTesis Tzrichin Iyun.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.